So MLS getting very exciting at the moment. They are at the conference finals. Drew Farmer joins me for MLS Monday. Drew, welcome to the show.
Hiya, Andy. Hope you're doing well and keeping warm over there, because it is freezing where I'm at right now.
It really is absolutely Baltic outside. And the roads, I don't know what it is. There's not been a vast amount of snow since like Saturday morning, but the roads just seem that bit heavier because it's cold. We don't adapt very well to cold weather over here, do we? Right, let's have a look at the conference finals and see if we can be warmed by the action from there. Sorry, that was terrible. Let's first of all, Drew, which coast do you want to start on, the east or the west?
Well, let's start with the East Coast, as that was the first game that took place yesterday, and they might be experiencing some of this cold weather that we are.
Okay, right, let's have a look at this. Columbus Crew 2, New York Red Bulls 0 in that game.
Yeah, Columbus really got on top early on and really caught New York by surprise. Andy, a goal in 9 seconds into this game, setting a playoff record in MLS. Just a long ball played after the opening kickoff, and Kia Kamara flicked on to Justin Merriam to slam home past Luis Robles. And the Crew didn't really look back, though. Statistically, this game was quite even throughout. New York just not able to create any chances. And really what hurt New York early on was that goal. It really took them out of their game plan. And center-back pairing has been fantastic throughout most of the season. Matt Miazga and Damian Perinelli for New York, they've been split up due to injury to Perinelli last week, or the last round of fixtures against DC United. He tore his ACL, so Perinelli was replaced by Ronald Zubar, and that indecision between the two, or that chemistry just wasn't there, and Columbus really took advantage. And Dax McCarty, captain of New York Red Bulls, even said that the Red Bulls defending throughout the game was just schoolyard against the Columbus Crew, who would later seal the win in the 85th minute, thanks to Kia Kamara.
Do you think New York have got what it takes to come back in the second leg, or do you think this is just a case of Columbus may park the bus and New York won't have much they can do about it?
Well, I'd like to think that they could come back and make it exciting in the second leg, but being that Columbus needs just an away goal to basically seal things off, I'm afraid that Columbus may be on their way to the MLS final. And keep in mind, Andy, New York did win the Supporters Shield over the regular season, but again, only six times has the Supporters Shield winner gone on to win the MLS Cup, and it looks like that's going to stay alive with only six going on if Columbus can pull this one out.
Well, let's move ourselves to the other conference, the west side of Major League Soccer. And Drew, you're probably aware of Leeds United and Mirko Antonucci. He's known for quite a decent beard. However, when you compare his beard with Nat Borch's, who is one of the players who was being a big part of the Portland Timbers victory over FC Dallas, Mirko Antonucci's beard, he's merely playing at it, isn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. Portland known to be a bit of the hipster city in the U.S., and those beards are quite often seen within the city. And Borchers did get a goal in this game and played really well, as Portland did win 3-1 over FC Dallas. And just like in the game on the East Coast with New York and Columbus, Portland got on top early and really took FC Dallas out of their game. Portland playing very well down the stretch in the MLS, and one of the players that has been leading them has been Darlington Nagbe, who is in his fifth season in MLS, and he was taking over basically pulling the strings for the suspended Diego Valeri, and Nagbe really doing a fantastic job. Two goals in the first half for Portland as they went on to win 3-1, goals from Liam Ridgeway and Damon Asparia. Dallas did get that away goal, which will come in handy next week in Texas, but Portland, like I said, they've played really well down the stretch. A lot of people didn't actually expect them to make the playoffs, or if they did, not to go too far, but they're using a lot of that momentum that they've picked up to do well. And Nagbe, just to touch on him one last time, Nagbe selected last week for the U.S. Men's National Team's World Cup qualifiers, and he's really turning that form on right at the right time.
Well, the second leg of the conference finals are next weekend, and then the final will be on Sunday, December the 6th. I think UK time is scheduled to start at 9 p.m. Now, also, Drew, I know on the MLS Monday we've talked quite a bit about sides from New York. There are the Red Bulls we mentioned in this particular episode. We've also been talking a lot about New York City FC. There is another team in New York, a very familiar name from the past who've had a good time this weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Andy, and that's the New York Cosmos. So a lot of people listening might remember that name from from the past, as the New York Cosmos do play in the North American Soccer League, which is the second division of U.S. and Canadian soccer. And the Cosmos were victorious 3-2 over the Ottawa Fury in the NASL final, not actually this weekend, but the previous weekend when we had the international break, and we weren't available on Monday. But the Cosmos were just a team that was refounded in 2010. A lot of fans might remember this, as Eric Cantona and Pelé were a bit of the faces of the franchise at the time. The team has gone on to win two NASL championships since then. And a lot of people thought that they would be the next New York side to join MLS rather than New York City FC, who in a way came out of nowhere when they were given the expansion place in MLS. But the Cosmos won the NASL championship a week ago, and just showing that you know, there's more soccer in the U.S. besides at the MLS level. And you know, a lot of fans turned out, 10,000 for that game. And the game is alive and well right now in New York City, which is great to see, because in years past, you know, it wasn't quite that vibrant.
We've spoken before about promotion and relegation and the fact that certainly in the short term it would never happen. And do you think that maybe the fact that there's such a dominance of New York within Major League Soccer, that maybe you could look at that and say, well, if New York Cosmos had have also got promoted, that there might be too New York-centric? Or do you think New York could have kept and sustained three Major League Soccer sides?
Well, I think they could have maintained three soccer sides. I mean, it's you could think of it like London. They've got several teams in the English Premier League: Tottenham, Arsenal, Chelsea. So, you know, you could think of it like that way. But again, we've talked about before how in the U.S. and Canada we can't see that relegation and promotion really being implemented due to the financial factors. And in regards to the North American Soccer League, they are the de facto second division of U.S. soccer, but in a way they're almost competing with MLS, trying to you know, give fans something a little bit different. There's a bit of different rules that govern the NASL in the way of the wages that can be paid and the structure of the league. So they're kind of competing to be that that alternative to MLS. And next season we're going to see a new NASL team in Miami. We've talked about this before. They've beaten MLS to the punch, and they're trying to put teams in some of the different cities throughout the U.S. that MLS has not so far had a team established in, except for New York, that is. But the the Cosmos, they do have a bright future. It looks like they also had their youth team win the NPSL championship over the summer, which is the fourth division of U.S. soccer. So, the future does look bright for them, and there was a familiar name within the side this year, and that was Real Madrid legend Raul, who played with the New York Cosmos and really, really raised a few eyebrows when he signed for them. And some say that MLS was a little bit scared with the way that New York was able to get fans to follow along this season and to do some of the things that they did.